It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaux and Bruce Elgort.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with my trusty co-host,
Julian Robichaux.
You wanted to jump in early there, didn't you?
I sure did. I was waiting, chomping at the bit.
Well, you should. We have two very special guests on the podcast today from the PSC Group, Jim Waters and Jim Vassilopoulos. Gentlemen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Jim Waters, what is your role at the PSC Group?
I am the practice leader for the PSC Group for Portal and Collaborative Services.
And the other Jim?
I've been at the PSC for quite some time, and I've managed the collaborative practices with Lotus Notes and Portal for quite some time. I've been a regular at Lotus Fair for many, many years now, and I serve a lot of different roles at our corporate location, trying to make sure that we service our customers and take care of technology architectures like Notes and Domino, going forward, take the most advantage of them.
Great. Well, now you guys just won a Lotus Beacon Award, is that right?
Correct. It sure is. It's actually the second one we've won in the past 3 years, and we're quite proud of this one as well.
Wow. So what did you do to win this award? What was the award for? And just tell us about the product.
The award was for the best people-centric SOA solution category. And what it was, our solution was a WebSphere portal-based solution for a major insurance company here in the United States. And essentially what it did was it allowed this insurance company to integrate over a dozen different disparate policy systems into one area, into their portal, so that their sales force and their employees could have a single point of access and single point of entry to gather all information they needed about their customers.
Okay, so we have the WebSphere Portal solution, and there's some SOA involved here. WebSphere Portal is part of a really larger stack of products and things like that. What other kinds of IBM products were involved? Obviously, you can't just kind of slap Portal on a machine and go. So what were some of the other technologies that were involved with this?
I think one of the reasons why, we were recognized by IBM was because the breadth of products we used from the IBM software stack, which is what allows it to have such a rich, SOA solution bed, to work with. We used, of course, Portal Server, WebSphere Application Server. We have Domino Mail Server, Domino Enterprise Server, a lot of Same Time, which is very useful. DB2 Enterprise Database, so we've got that in there. And then you also use a lot of MQ connectivity back and forth to make sure that you've got, nice, because we integrated all these disparate systems, a nice consistent way to bring it all together nicely. And it really worked out to be a slick technical solution that the client really loves and adores. But on top of it, part of SOA isn't just the technology, it's the business side of things. So by, coming up with a solution architecture and a business architecture that, brings it all together nicely on the front end or at the glass is what really makes it a compelling solution. And at the end of the day, it lets you save money.
Mm-hmm. And the award was for a people-centric solution, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it was for a people-centric solution because of the interface we had with the end users where the real value is. And Jim, Waters, of course, can speak in much more detail to the end user, benefits.
Okay, Jim, go for it.
The major benefit was the fact that now their entire sales force for this insurance company was able to have a single point of access and a single look at their customers. Prior to this, they were in a very reactive state in their sales cycles. They were 30 to 45 days behind knowing where they were with their customer base. As soon as we put this portal up and had it up and running for them and all this information was in one spot, they were able to go to a more proactive state where they could start looking forward 30, 60, 90 days because they had every day a real-time look at what their customers are, where they are, how they're doing. Part of the the best part of the solution for this particular company. Within the first 30 days of this portal being live, they were able to save $3 million to their bottom line, directly attributed to having the portal.
So you guys saved the customer $3 million in the first month. Can you tell us a little bit about where that savings, you know, where it came from? How did you measure it?
When at the beginning of every year, insurance companies re-rate their insurance policies. For every customer, they have to go through and re-rate dependent upon a number of criteria as to what insurance rate that customer is going to take. Previous to having the Webster Portal product in place, being 30, 60, 90 days behind, it took them almost the first 3 to 4 months of the year to re-rate everybody and thus get everybody moved over onto the new rate schedules and being paying the correct rates for their insurance. Having that single point of access and set in real-time access to where their customer base is, they were able to do that in under 15 days. That savings, that extra 45 to 90 days of not having people on the right rate is where they attributed that $3 million profit from for that first year.
All right. And was this particular implementation something that was replacing an existing like portal system, or was this just brand new portal for the customer, a brand new portal for the customer?
They had in place a Plumtree implementation, but that really was a very basic, just serving up shared files and some static content. Other than that, they did not have any kind of an intranet or an internal portal.
And I really think that's the value of, you know, the WebSphere portal family of products in the SOA stack is that, you know, you're not just throwing, you know, user information out there. You can actually integrate back office systems. It's a nice way to solve, you know, higher end architecture and integration problems. And really, that's where your ROI is. You know, a portal in general may have a somewhat nebulous ROI, but when you start, you know, using the integration capabilities and you bring that data together and allow people to do business differently, that's when your ROIs come through and people go, wow, you know, we never thought we could do this. And that's, you know, what PSC has always been about. And, you know, it's always nice to be recognized for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about just SOA in general then. Since this is something you guys tend to push, you've got the YourSOA.com site, and it seems like a lot of your solutions are really kind of these, you know, sort of larger reaching, more global, you know, kind of architectured kind of solutions. Has SOA gotten easier in the last couple of years? Because I know it's the concept has been around for so long, and SOAP has been around for so long, and web services, but for a long time they weren't easy. It was just very difficult to put all that stuff together. Have we finally got to a point where you know you can put together a true SOA web services kind of solution in a pretty reasonable time?
I really think that there has been a lot of technological changes in recent years that make achieving, you know, the so-called SOA solution much easier. At the same time, though, I'll be the first one to tell you, and I think I've even written it on several, you know, blogging sites, that SOA is completely not a new concept. In fact, you know, you can probably take a look at the approaches that work, and SOA is an approach, not a set of technologies. And you can take a look at those approaches and trace them all the way back to mainframe days. And part of the similarities and the reasons why people used those same approaches in the mainframe days is because you had a common platform, and it was easy for everything to integrate with everything because you were on one big mainframe, and that's how you had to think. And over the years, as, you know, operating systems and different languages proliferated, you know, it became more difficult to solve integration problems. And in recent years, with standards and web services and some of these easier integration points, you can now go back to some of those old architectural implementations that were very pure and very robust and transactionally pure so that you could achieve speeds and things that, you know, seem to be difficult with, you know, integration techniques of recent years. We can take those old approaches, apply them with some new technologies, and get back to some really robust architectures. And that's really where I think things have gotten easier. There's nothing new about SOA, but the tools that enable us to work in more, I guess, disparate environments with varied technologies and varied platforms is what is really having it be have a strong comeback right now.
Well, and as far as that goes, you know, you've got your choice of vendors and platforms and things like that. You know, why IBM? Why WebSphere?
The major benefit we've been able to find is using the WebSphere portal platform as the overriding engine to go into their as their portal solution is really a benefit because it is such a modular solution and it is able to tie in to almost every other back-end system, back-end service provider, or anything like that. You're not hog-tied into a particular technology or a particular language. You can write services in almost any language and have them displayed to the portal product. You can tie into almost every enterprise database structure, any messaging service. That really provides a lot of flexibility, a lot of power for enterprises to be able to not only leverage their current investments in some of that technology, but it gives them the flexibility to choose the right solution to do a particular job and then being able to tie it into their portal very easily.
Yeah, I mean, it's very standards compliant. It's built for integration. You know, the whole concept of the portal, I mean, there's different shades of portals out there, but, you know, the WebSphere portal is built for integration. It's built for back office data, bringing it forth. And on top of that, there's that wonderful overlay of all the collaborative tools that, you know, give it that community portal feel at the same time. So it allows you to make the best business case for a variety of different situations. And it's, you know, on the back end, pretty easy to work with.
Great. Well, and I guess just kind of in terms of IBM, you're going to be at IBM Central, or at least Lotus Central here, maybe by the time people are hearing this podcast. So Lotusphere, what are your plans for Lotusphere? You're going to have a booth. You know, what can we expect to see from PSC?
We will have a booth at Lotusphere. We've had one for the past several years. I think our booth number is 227. Sin will have a big presence, as always, there with a bunch of our folks there. We've always had a number of people speaking, like John Head is always there speaking on behalf of PSC. We also are having several meetings. I know we host a lot of bloggers on our servers, and so we'll be having some nice celebrations with them. We'll be showcasing a lot of our integration talents this year and some of the things that we do that, you know, other people say, wow, that's cool or that's neat. We'll show how we built Domino solutions that integrate with Skype and solutions that integrate with some third-party companies that we've been working with, like ActiveGrid, which are really fantastic and cool. Last year's, I believe, CTO award was a company called IS Cord, and they had a product that they're showcasing called IS Phone, and we are showing how we integrate with that solution. We're doing some stuff with Asterisk VoIP servers and Salesforce.com and trying to show people how you can bring these disparate systems together and integrate them to really make some compelling solutions. And one of the things we're very much excited about is also at the same time 7.5, you notice a lot of the companies we're talking about has a voice component, because really with same time 7.5 and a lot of the migration towards voice over IP, there's this whole new avenue for integration about, you know, taking your voice data as well as your traditional data that might be stored in structured databases like DB2 or unstructured databases to some degree in NSFs and notes. Really afford some creativity in coming up with how you can integrate information together, and it makes our job pretty fun.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Wow. You guys are pretty amazing, and I can see why you guys won that Lotus Award. Can you hear me? Can you hear can you see the brown on my nose right now?
Yeah, well, we're pretty big geeks. So.
Yeah. Aren't we all? So on behalf of Julian and myself, I guess we want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy day to talk to us on the Taking Notes podcast. And Julian, any other things for Jim and Jim?
No, I think that was it was nice talking to you guys. I hope to see you two at Lotusphere and the rest of the PSC crew. And gosh, it sounds like we could sit down and talk for 2 or 3 hours about all the things that you guys are involved in right now.
Well, thank you guys very much for having us here and you know, taking the time to speak with us. And I wanted to, you know, wish you on behalf of PSC the best of luck with the Taking Notes podcast. It's really cool. It's really neat. And it's just another one of the special reasons why the Notes community is in the, I say Notes community, it's really the WebSphere, the whole IBM community. It's broadening every year, is just so cool.
Why, thanks, Jim. Hey, Julian, get that man a T-shirt.
Oh, I think we can arrange that.
All right, guys, thanks again. We'll see you in a few days.
Take care, guys.
All right. Yeah.